It's a Big Joe show presented by Regal Realty Group, live today at Bridgestone Arena. Predators in action tonight against Vancouver. And on the line with us now is our man Hal Gill. Joins us every Tuesday at 9:30. He is presented by Dunkin'. Get your dunks with Skillsy. Hal, what's up? How are you?
Doing all right, man. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. I want to start with our question of the day because our listeners have been very active on this. It can be as a fan or in a game in which you played, but the most heartbreaking loss for your team.
I'm a Patriots fan. We had an undefeated season. That one stung. Does that qualify?
Oh, I would say so. Losing to Sean Henry's Giants, which I'm sure he's now going to, you know, bring up to you later today. But
the bubblegum catch.
Yep, the bubblegum catch. I would say for a Patriots fan, that's a pretty good one. Even though I don't think a lot of people are going to give you sympathy as a Patriots fan, but
no, that's a good point. Yeah, but yeah, that one hurt. I remember I was in Toronto for that and watching it with my teammates, and needless to say, they didn't let me just shrug it off and pat me on the back. There's some laughing and finger pointing. What's the old Simpsons kid? Ha ha.
Yep. You know? Nelson.
Yeah. Yeah, Nelson.
I am sure. This team has been a lot of fun to watch, and I think that was something that we all thought we were going to see this year. No matter what the results were, it was going to be different and it was going to be fun. Well, now not only are they fun to watch, they're getting the results and, you know, find themselves in a pretty good spot in the Central Division standings. What's kind of been your takeaway from the last handful of games?
Yeah, there's so many ways I could answer that. I'm really impressed with, we're going to go play fast. We're going to play hard. And the whole possession game and offensive attack, that's all great. But as a defensive defenseman, I'm sitting there with a little bit of skeptical going, okay, that sounds awesome. It would be fun to watch, but is it really going to get results, right? I mean, that's what my question and concern was. And then after watching this team for almost half a season now, we're getting to that point. I have to say, not only are they playing fast and they're doing all that, which I talked about, but there's a different level of compete that they're bringing. And if you look at the wins, they're not winning because they're fast. And it contributes for sure, but there's this physicality that they're playing with. There's a jam. There's a situational awareness that they figured out, and young guys are kind of being pulled in the right direction. And I feel like as a team unit, they're finding ways to win. And that's what it really impresses me. The fast is fun, but blocking shots at the end of a game, Juice stepping up, playing some great hockey. I'd throw Lankinen in
awesome
there as well. I think they've been good. The defense joining the rush and adding to the scoring, some of the numbers that we're looking at over this last 16 games, 13-3, there's a lot of different ways that those 13 wins have come together, and that's what impresses me.
You talk about Saros and what he's done. You know, his last 10 starts, 9 wins, 19 total goals, 94% save percentage. We can go on and on and on. I mean, is he the glue to this hockey team?
Well, I think it's certainly nice to have him. I know if I was playing defense for him, I would appreciate the heck out of it. It makes the game a lot easier. It covers some mental miscues that they have. But I really think they've done a better job playing in front of him too. So I think it makes his job easier when, you know, they're clearing the front of the net. They have better positioning. They're understanding what it takes, because it is a different defensive system that they're using, a little more free-flowing, a little more movement defensively. So I think there's an adjustment period for Juice and for the team, and now they're seeing that, okay, Juice is knows where plays are going to happen, and he's predicting that and reading the play well, and the defensemen are a little more comfortable in that system, and they're playing it a little bit tighter.
I love that this guy tweets it out, this Dmitry Filipovic guy tweets out Saros' stats, and the first reply, how a guy says, that Predator team is not good. He is. And I started laughing because you just don't win these games by having a really good hockey goalie. I mean, you got to have guys around him that produce and put the puck in the net. Just an insanity tweet comeback to this guy. You agree?
You know, it's funny because if you have – I've been on teams with bad goaltending, and it's just so hard to get any momentum when, you know, you get deflated by – bad goals, and that hurts. That stings. Just doesn't give those up. It's very rare. So I think you need a goalie that's reliable, and then it's always nice when you don't have your best performance and your goalie goes out and makes the key save, the big one, the extra, like the one that could have taken the air out of your tires. He makes that save, and that gets you over the hump. And I think that's what Juice has done really well. So I do think, you're right. You can't win on a goalie alone. You need to have that big save, but you need the reliability. And I think that's the thing that Juice gives both of, is he's reliable and he makes the routine saves, but he also pulls out a big one when you need him.
Hal Gill is with us, Predators analyst, as the Preds take on Vancouver tonight. Philip Forsberg is four goals away from hitting the 20-goal mark and could potentially do that before the turn of the calendar year. I still think, as great as he's been, there's even yet another level to Philip Forsberg's game. But do you feel like we're seeing the Forsberg that maybe we saw a few years ago when he was younger and he got the name Scoresberg, and now he's truly rounding back into his true form?
Yeah, I would argue that he's a different player. You know, a few years ago he put up great numbers, but a lot of those numbers were a power play that was humming, and he's got such a great shot that I think he relied on that for so long. And then beginning of the season he was shooting everything and he was firing, but it wasn't going in. Now he's changed his game. I think he's a different player. I'll argue a better player than he was a couple of years ago. I think sure. Now you're seeing deflections. You're seeing, you know, different looks and different goals that he's scoring, getting in the crease. And, you know, I can see him in my mind, the two goals he had where he's in the crease, knocking it out of the air. He's taken his skill set to the net and he's got a little different level of determination. And I think that's the better player. That's the player I've been looking for a while. And yeah, he had a bunch of goals a couple of years ago, but they were all, for the most part, perimeter goals and you know, breakaways and like the Phil we know. This is a different Phil. It's fun to watch. And I don't know. I feel like, you guys see him, there's a different level of determination. He gets the puck in overtime and he, you know, like, okay, it's not just one thing to shoot it, but then he's chasing down the rebound, and I don't think he would have done that a couple of years ago. You know, I think that overtime one where he shoots it and goes, pulls it out the backside of the goalie, it's just a different level of, I'm going to make this happen, and I don't know how it's going to happen. I'm going to sniff it out until it does. And I think that's a different player that we're seeing right now.
I'll make a quick observation with him. When Andrew Brunette was named the head coach, he was one of the players they made available, and I talked to him for a few minutes, and I could legitimately see the excitement in his face to play for a guy like Brunette, because even though I think we would all agree Philip is more of a skilled player than Brunette was, but that's a guy who played 1,000 games in the National Hockey League, was, you know, on some winning teams. That's somebody that he wanted to learn from, and I feel like because of that, you're seeing Phillip's overall game change, like you were just talking about. And I think a lot of that has to do with playing for Andrew Brunette.
Yeah. I think there's a lot. Yeah. I think Brunette has given the guys, you know, I think there's, it's the old Joel Quenneville, and that's where Brunette comes from, that mold. He talks a lot about Quenneville and how he coached. And, you know, every player I've ever talked to that played for Quenneville has always said, hey, we got to be defensive. We got to take care of what our end, and we have to, you know, go by the book. We have some rules there, But then when you get in the offensive zone, now is your chance to go be a hockey player. I think for a guy like Phil, Brunette sends that message, go make plays. And, you know, it's not about being, you know, the low cycle, rim it around the boards. It's about attack the middle, quick exchanges, give and goes. And I think that's a lot of fun for a guy like Phil to play. And I think that's where he's really reaping the benefits. And I'll also, you know, we talk about Ryan O'Reilly a lot, but it's not enough. He does so much for this team as far as setting the tone for the way they're going to compete and the battles, winning battles in the corner, attacking the net. I think that's a lot of what O'Reilly has brought. And Nyquist on that line has been fantastic too. They kind of have that attack puck possession mindset.
Well, it's going to be a fun one tonight there, Skillsy. Appreciate the time as always. We'll talk next week. Yeah. Actually, we'll be off next week. So Merry Christmas to you and the family.
Yeah, you can take a break. You deserve it, bud. You work hard.
I appreciate it. I'll probably see you tonight or, you know, when we're out and about doing Christmas shopping.
Of course. Yeah. Nice to see you going out and shopping. You're a good man.
I try.
Take care of your people.
I try. You are as well. Thanks, Skillsy.
Cheers, guys. Happy holidays.
You too. Hal Gill joining us, brought to you by Duncan, does every Tuesday at 9:30. Coming up next, Joe, who we got? Some hoops.
Well, Nashville's got two hot teams. They got the Nashville Predators, and you might not know it, but the Trevecca men's basketball team is on fire. And their head coach, Kevin Carroll, joins us next right here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.